Chinese President Xi Jinping will host a summit on the joint efforts of China and Africa to fight COVID-19. The Chinese Foreign Ministry says the President will deliver a speech at a meeting that's to be held on Wednesday through video link. The World Health Organization has said it's collaborating closely with China to control the COVID-19 pandemic, given the recent resurgence of the coronavirus cases in Beijing. The WHO Health Emergencies Program says the organization and China are working to understand what exactly the risks are and will issue any guidance internationally accordingly. Senior WHO officials emphasize an immediate response and a comprehensive set of measures Beijing has taken. Beijing reported 27 new confirmed domestically transmitted COVID-19 cases and 3 new asymptomatic cases on Monday. The city has strengthened community-level disease prevention and control in response to the resurgence of coronavirus cases. The last 3 asymptomatic cases in Wuhan have been released from medical observation after turning negative in nucleic acid tests. Wuhan's health commission says the city has no asymptomatic cases as of Monday, and there are no more close contacts under medical observation. Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam has stressed that national security legislation for the region should not be challenged. The Chief Executive reiterated that the aim of the legislation is to fix the legal loopholes and to strive toward the stability of Hong Kong society. The National People's Congress, the highest organ of state power in China, adopted a decision on the national security legislation for Hong Kong on May the 28th. Lam said Hong Kong bears the constitutional responsibility of pushing the local legislation forward, adding the legislation is in accordance with the basic law and the principle of one country, two systems. Organizers say the exhibition area of the 3rd China International Import Expo will be expanded to 360,000 square meters. The area is expected to be divided into 6 sections to display food and agricultural products, automobiles, technical equipment, consumer goods, medical devices, and healthcare products, as well as trade and services. 4 special subsections for public health, smart transportation, energy conservation, and environmental protection, alongside sporting goods, will be set up during the event. The import exhibition is scheduled in Shanghai from November 5th to 10th this year. South Korean authorities say North Korea has demolished an inter-Korean liaison office in a border town of Kaesong by an explosion. The liaison office was opened in September 2018 for the round-the-clock communications between the two Koreas in accordance with the Panmunjom Declaration. The declaration was signed by South Korean President Moon Jae-in and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un after their first summit on April 27, 2018, at the inter-Korean Truce Village of Panmunjom. The joint liaison office has been temporarily closed since January over the COVID-19 outbreak.